Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we left off in the middle of the halachos of Basis and Tiltul Min Atzad, which we'll continue tonight. Last night there was one Mishnah Brura that I'd like to go back to, and Sif Katan Lamed Beis. The Mishnah Brura brings up a totally different topic from what was discussed in the halachos of Basis and Tiltul in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, a couple of important points. First of all, the Mishnah Brura tells us on the top of the second column, Kuf Yudalad, Vim Nisariv Efer Amoter Be'efer Ha'asur. If you have ash that has been made on Shabbos, the Mishnah Brura says on the top line that it was Nolad, so now we're being introduced to a new topic, Nolad, V'Yisraeloi Nikar Kodem Shinis Arev, and the Yisra wasn't recognizable, then Batal Barov. Then it'll be batel berov. In other words, if you had both Iser and Heter, when the Nolad came into existence, so it never was a full Nolad. However, here's an important point. However, the Hayanikar, Kaimel and Dover Sheshel Matirin Filda Elflo Batel, Umukza Yeshlo Matirin Be'erev. This is an important Gemara in Beitza that tells us that Mukza is not batel. So in a case where we have a Nolad, or any type of case of Mukza that started off as being Nikar, so then in such a case, if it's mixed up into other things, then it's not batel and it's a davar sheyesh lo matir. Point number one. Point number two, that's still relevant to last night's Mishnah Brura, is the Chai Adam. Six lines into the Mishnah Brura on the second column on Kuf Yudalid, he says, Kasav Chai Adam, nearly, demayim hanotvim min ilanos, bimei nisan asurin gam ke mishum nolad. So we're a little bit past Nisan here in Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael. It's very scorching hot. But in the days of Nisan, where there is water that is still on the trees, so then the water that comes off is going to be Nolad. So one should be aware that there are other cases of Muktzah that are also Nolad. In the Dirshu, number 47, they quote from the Grand Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who said that the same would apply to water when it comes to water from a air conditioner. That water from an air conditioner as well is Nolad, and one should keep that in mind in regards to on Shabbos. Every once in a while, a person will have water that is being caught in a bucket from the air conditioner. So then in such a case, that ostensibly is Muktzah, and one would not be allowed to move the water. Let's continue on the top of 228. That's where we're up to. Siftes teva sheish b'davar amuto taltal umos. If one has a box that has a davar amuto taltal and money, im hamos einim ikar muto taltal kmoshi al piat noim. And we said that as long as the other item has chashivas for you on Shabbos, so then in such a case it will be called a basis of davar hamuter ul davar aser, and it will be mutter to be metaltal. The basis, what the Mechaber is referring to, al piat naim, is if you could easily shake off the davar muktzah, then that is required to do, as we learned last night. Simin shin yud alf.
A drawer, that would be a drawer.
Correct, a drawer would be an example.
And non-muktzah.
Correct. Simin shin yud alf sif alf, meis, shemutal b'makum shiare alam b'pnei adleika. So here what we're going to involve ourselves with is a tragic halacha that is not too common, but we're going to come back to some important yisodos that we've discussed in the past, and even the halachos that are not so common. I have a spooky story from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal about cases like this. There is a wild story. I'm a little bit uncomfortable to say it even on a recording, but they say that Ramosha was once walking around the boys who were doing smicha, and he noticed that they were doing hilchos avelos. So Ramosha knows that there was one chavrus that was very far ahead. So Ramosha turned to the Chavrus and asked them why they're so far ahead. So they said, we skipped the simanim that are not nogea la halacha, that don't come up to, are not very, very common. No. One addendum to the story. They weren't learning Hilchos Avelos, they were learning Evan Ezer. So Ramosha said to them, you never know which simanim could become Lamaisa. Turns out that both of these two fellows, this is the legend, that both of these two fellows, when they got married, either they or their wives lost a parent on that they were within at the they were within Shiva. It's, you know that there is a halacha in Eben Ezer. There's a whole siman in Maseches Ksuvos, Chasen Shemeis Lo Aviv. So both of their chasanas had a case of chasan okal shemeis lo aviv, and that was the siman that they had skipped there. Moshe said, "You never know what's going to be, what's nogeil maisa." A wild story, huh? So, unfortunately, these halachos are also lemaisa, and it should be schust to learn them, and that to be mekayim them lahagdil toru ladira. May shemutul mokum shiara lo mepnei hadaika. If there was a mace that that is sitting in a place where there's a fire. Imyesh kikar otinok metaltlo alidem. This is done today. Lamaisa, and that is, you know, there are 7 days a week, and one out of seven of those 7 days is Shabbos, and people die in all days of the week. And so if chas v'chalil someone passes away on Shabbos, so how do you move the body? So this is how the Chevra Kedisha Lamaisa moves the body. They put a kikar otinok, kikar, they don't do a tinok anymore, and metaltal alidem, then they metaltal it. So this, what's that? Oh, so we're going to see. We're going to see shortly. Right now, we're going to talk about a fire. Yes, lemaisa, as we're going to see, they use in other instances as well. V'me'en lo kikar otinok. So first of all, let's just stop right there. Even before me'en lo kikar otinok. So here, the way in which it works is that the kikar is now actually becomes a bosses.
What exactly is
a kikar? Is a
plank?
No, it's a bulkala. It's a bread. It's a small loaf of bread. So a small loaf of bread. That's what's put on top of the niftar. Obviously, the niftar is covered. It's put on top of the sheet on the niftar. So then the Chazon Ish explains that clearly, if one put the kikar there, one's intention is also to move the kikar. And the Chazon Ish says, for that reason, the kikar is looked at as the ikar over here. It's quite a chiddush, because in general, in Hilchos Basis, it's normally the opposite. Normally, you have the kikar that is, you have the davar ha-muktzah that's sitting on a basis. Over here, we consider it that the davar ha-mutar is the davar ha-mutar becomes the ikar, and it's not considered batel to being metaltalit. Okay. Chazon Ish has more. If you take a look in the Dirshu in number 2, answers based on his formulation that I alluded to, he answers Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, but we'll suffice with that. V'mein lo kikar tinok, im yesh lo shtei mitos, metaltos al yidei sheyafchenu mimita lemita david toltom menatzat. And if you don't have kikar tinok, so then the etza is to roll the mace. You can't move the mace directly. Gemara, a very, very powerful Gemara in Shabbos, towards the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara says that David HaMelech was also niftar on Shabbos, and David's son sent Avim Muto B'chama, and the response of the Zakenim was that even a Melech Yisrael that's mace is muktza and can't be moved directly, in contrast to even a small piece of food. So you see the chashivas of a live person versus, in terms of the world of Gashmi, versus the corpse of even a Melech Yisrael, he has no chashivas on Shabbos. So you can't move him directly. So what do? You take him al yidei shtei mitos, and that's considered tiltul menatzad. V'me'en lo lo lezev lo lezeh, metalto tiltul gamur. And then you could do tiltul gamur. Now there's bidi evet. There in the Gemara on Shabbos, they suggested to put kikar tinok over here, bidi evad, because of kvod ames, the halacha is that we are makel. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, but it's not a straight heter of kvod ames, it's a little bit more involved. Says Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, v'afagav de betiltu men atzad gam ken shmei tiltu, kishimetaltu letzarech dover mokza, kmo shikosav sifches, mikomok m'medleke etiru mitam de odom ol al besav, lo shar se'as lichbuya. So we're afraid that no one's going to want a karov to be consumed in a fire, so he's going to find a way to put out the fire, which will be usher for halacha. So what's suggested over here is to do tiltul min atzad. Now, tiltul min atzad, we've discussed contexts where tiltul min atzad is mutter. Tiltul min atzad, it depends on whether it's tiltul min atzad l'tzarech davar ha-mutter or l'tzarech davar ha-aser. Over here, the tiltul min atzad is l'tzarech davar ha-aser. Since it's tiltul davar ha-aser, so therefore it's going to be aser, mi'ikur didina, except for the case of kibui. However, there are other instances of tiltul min atzad we've discussed, and that is instances where, let's say, I want to use this area, or this area is disturbing me, so I wanted to get rid of the muktzah l'tzarech davar ha-mutter. So that's tiltul min atzad, which is a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, whether that would mean even using a stick to push it away, whether that would be acceptable or not, that I've alluded to in the past. We might come back to that as well. So that's tiltul min atzad l'tzarech davar ha-mutter. Over here it's aser because tiltul min atzad l'tzarech davar ha-aser. And all this is only permissible if it's in one same rishus. But to another rishus, then you have another problem, and that's being metaltel on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Dalet, Bosa rishus. Mashmi said the rishus acher asal halzi b'chol gavni, that to another rishus is always aser. Aval harbe achronim, but here the achronim are more makel than the Shulchan Aruch. Hiskima dafu rishus acher shlo irvu zelaze. Ol karmes shari mipnei bizayon hamneis, that one would be allowed to do this vis-a-vis bizayon hamneis. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here makes reference to the fact that this heter in Sifkat and Beis of putting down the kikor of Tinok was only a heter that we give for bizayon hamneis, as he mentioned in Sifkat and Dal, he mentions the Sifkat and Beis. But you cannot do this for other muktzah items. This is the only place that you would have a heter where you're allowed to put down a kikar on top. And again, unfortunately, this is used lamaisa as well. See here, Rabbi Yamin is where it's extended. Here, if the mace is bechama, so then in such a case, you would be allowed to move it as well. In other words, where choshesh pen yasriach. So, chevra kedushas have to make a judgment call whether there is a choshesh shemi yasriach. This is a tough call to make of when there is a choshesh shemi yasriach, when it's appropriate to move the body. In an instance that I was involved in, I just trusted the chevra kedusha to make the call. Even though it's really a Hilchos Muktzah Shal, it's not, and so on, I trusted their judgment. Mishnah Berurah basically paskins in this regard. V'meilo kikar tinok lo yitaltel klal. If there is no kikar tinok, afil hafchon mitl mita, you can't move the nifter mitl mita, the tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul, and this will be called tiltul min atzad tzarech davar aser, and therefore it would be awesome. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we should probably so should not know any sign.